The exhibition at the Skirball Cultural Center features stories of women who have taken action to change their lives. Saima Muhammad, a Pakistani woman who built an embroidery business with a $65 microloan and gained financial independence from her abusive husband. Gareti Nyabenda, a woman in Burundi who started a business brewing banana beer to provide for her family. It also shows women who have made a difference on a wider scale, including Edna Adan Ismail, the former First Lady of Somalia. She is a former nurse who has campaigned against female genital mutilation and used her life savings to build a maternity hospital in Somaliland. Their stories are told through photographs, artworks, and recorded sights and sounds. In his columns in the New York Times, journalist Nicholas Kristof has described sex trafficking, denial of education, and other abuses of women. And he says the exhibit conveys several important themes to visitors.
We hope that they will take away an appreciation that one of the central moral challenges for the world today is this oppression that is the daily lot of so many women and girls around the world. Second, that if one wants to bring about positive change in a lot of countries, then using women as a catalyst for change tends to work better than most other approaches.
The display features women and girls in Africa, India, and Latin America. Kristof knows these people well and has written about them, but says it is emotionally moving to see them as part of this large display.
It is a very strange and wonderful feeling to walk through this exhibit and see these people who I've known for years, who I sometimes met when they were just in terrible circumstances. I look over there and I see a young woman who I saw for the first time in a brothel in Cambodia.
A photograph shows two Cambodian teenage girls who had been lured into prostitution. Kristof paid the brothel owners several hundred dollars to buy their freedom. One went on to a new life. The other, addicted to drugs, would later return to the brothel. There are tragic stories of women who died in childbirth, a serious problem in many developing countries. They include a Ugandan woman surgeon, beloved in her town, who was memorialized in a pennant. There are also glimmers of progress. In one photo from Hyderabad, India, boys and girls are shown praying before eating. They are at an education center dedicated to preventing sex trafficking and rehabilitating survivors. Some narratives have been captured in sound. Recording artist Ben Rubin created audio-visual displays of women held hostage as commercial workers or domestic servants in Los Angeles. The recordings were made with help from the narrative history group StoryCorps. Rubin says the women are told they cannot leave until they repay their travel costs to come here.
And you owe us $12,000 for all the expenses that brought you here, so you'll work for us for 10 years without pay. You know, this is kind of a typical story.
One woman's recorded voice explains how she was forced to work in a residential center for elderly people.
For 2.5 years, it's like living in a hell, living in a prison. You know, you cannot talk, you cannot go. So I'm so miserable and I feel numb.
Consulting curator Corinna White says these are not isolated cases and that women face serious problems in many parts of the world.
Women dying in childbirth, violence that's perpetuated against girls and women is really prevalent and completely debilitating to women, especially in the poorest countries, and human trafficking.
Visitor Jay Siegel is a retired immigration judge who has heard many similar stories during hearings for people requesting political asylum. He is not surprised by any accounts in the exhibit.
Not at all. Not at all. But I'm happy to come. I'm happy to see and listen to what's going on. And I think we have to do a lot more than we've done. We've done a lot. We have tried a lot. And I hope more things happen.
Nicholas Kristof says this is also a story of hope and that change is happening, even here in Los Angeles. Visitors to the exhibit, Women Hold Up Half the Sky, are each given $1 to invest in a woman's business somewhere in the world. They can make the investment on a computer at the center connected to an internet-based microloan site. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.